The article published April 13th and penned by Brian Bender says the Air Force relied on flawed and inaccurate data to choose the South Burlington, Vermont Air National Guard base as a finalist to host the new F-35 fighter jet. Bender writes, quote, "One of the Pentagon officials said the lengthy base selection process was deliberately fudged by military brass so that Leahy's home state would win," unquote. Leahy is Vermont Democrat U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy, the pro tem of that chamber. Senator Leahy was unavailable for comment. His press secretary, David Carl, would not comment on tape, but did send the senator's statement. Quote, "The Air Force selected the Vermont Guard as its preferred choice for the F-35s on the merits based on the Vermont Air Guard's unsurpassed record, its top flight personnel and facilities, and its strategic location. Vague, anonymous, uninformed, and rehashed conspiracy theories cannot change those facts," unquote. Stop the F-35's founder, Juliet Buck, knew the story was about to be published and says it's exactly what needs to be discussed.
I think the statements from that anonymous Pentagon source are what differentiate this from the conversation we've been having. This has certainly been a suspicion among the group, a rather strong suspicion among the people who are opposed to this for a long time, and it's tremendously validating to have that suspicion confirmed to a certain extent.
It's a total hack job. I mean, I hate using that word. That really is what it is, because it totally lacks any credibility.
Nicole Citro formed the Green Ribbons for the F-35 campaign to show support for the Guard and the new jets.
He uses an unnamed source. If you really are going to float a front page story and say that you're finding out this information, give us some backup. Give us who it is you're talking to. You're going to use an unnamed source? No, that absolutely lacks credibility.
The article comes out at the same time opponents did a blast campaign to 60 Minutes, asking the news magazine to investigate the F-35 selection process. Juliet Buck calls it a sexy angle that could catch their attention.
This story is based on things that are extremely technical, difficult to understand, and mired in military bureaucracy. It's a very difficult issue to get your mind around. Everyone can understand political corruption. It's very simple. It's very visceral for people. So I think that this is a tremendous boon to the movement to keep this plane out of here.
Nicole Citro, whose group countered the 60 Minutes campaign with its own effort, maintains that opponents are grasping at straws with already unproven allegations.
Any reputable news outlet that actually comes here and sees what's going on are going to see that there is absolutely no story when it comes to the opposition at all. They don't have a footing here for support because the overwhelming majority of this state supports the F-35, supports the Vermont Air National Guard, and wants to see their future secured with this new jet. And, you know, the information that they keep trying to put out there about noise and property values, it's been discredited time and time again. As a business owner in this community, I want to make sure that the economic viability of this community is strong. And I know that the base is a very, very important component of that.
Senator Leahy's office emailed copies of correspondence from 2010 praising Air Force transparency and public hearings in the siting process. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.